WGCH News Center time again, 8:21, and it's this time of the month we get the Greenwich Real Estate Report. And joining us on the line is Stacy Lowe and somebody else, right?
Yes, we have our 2021 president, immediate past president, John McAtee with us today.
Welcome, John, and I wish I'd apologize for not having your name. We're happy to have you both here. Go ahead and give us the report.
That's great. Thanks, Jim. So I will go over the December numbers closing out 2021. So there were 77 single-family residential closings reported during the period. That is compared to December 2020 when there were 91 closings, so slightly down, but 2020 was also an extraordinary year at the end of the year. The median sale price for the month was just over $2 million at $2,085,000, and that was an increase from $2 million in December 2020. The average days on market decreased to 120 days from 140 days in 2020. So the market still moving generally faster than it was a year ago. On the condo and co-op side, we saw 18 condo and co-op closings. That's compared to December 2020 when there were 31 closings. And the median sale price for a condo and co-op decreased to $745,000 from 2020 when it was $885,000. And within the condo segment, we are moving at around 131 average days on market compared to 186 in December 2020. So again, things moving much faster in that area as well. And our pending sales as of close of business yesterday, January 19th, were 58 single-family pending sales and 8 condo co-op pending sales.
Have we got sections of town that are performing faster or less fast now?
Well, that's always an interesting question. We like to think that Greenwich as a whole is where people start their search, and then they break it down into, you know, certain segments. And really almost on a month-to-month basis, you can see fluctuation in that, and it's going to, you know, really depend on inventory levels, and that's been a consistent theme throughout. But, you know, as we look at it, fourth quarter numbers and then year end numbers, which is really a lot, as we always report in the beginning of the year. We saw record breaking numbers for the overall market. And just to kind of touch on that real quickly, if we look at our fourth quarter, which Stacy had mentioned was trending downward based on the December numbers, we saw sales and dollar volume and pending transactions all down between 30 and 40% for the fourth quarter. But we were comparing it to be this unprecedented fourth quarter of 2020, and other indicators implied that there was a tightening of the market throughout the fourth quarter. Median sales price was up. Median price per square foot was up 13.6%, and discount was tightened in terms of the percentage of listing price received. And so, you know, when you look at that fourth quarter, it put the entire year in its second consecutive record-breaking number. And that 174 transactions in the fourth quarter that actually put us over the arbitrary 1,000 single-family unit mark for 2021, which was shattering by 16% the 2020 previous record of 863 transactions. And then to see where some of the neighborhoods performed, interesting enough, Cos Cobb and Riverside outperformed that 16% increase, 24% and 21% respectively. I would also argue that the most staggering data point was the dollar volume. We eclipsed the $3 billion mark for single-family homes. That is $700 million, or 31% greater than the previous record of 2020 of $2.3 billion. Our median price was up nearly 11% to $2.3 million townwide. Greenwich specifically had the highest median price at $2,550,000. Old Greenwich saw the greatest increase year over year in the median price of 18%. Another indicator is price per square foot, median price per square foot. On average, we had an increase of 13% to $594, but Cos Cob and Old Greenwich both outperformed with year-over-year appreciation of 22%, and Old Greenwich was the most expensive in terms of price per square foot at $722. So a lot going on, very, very strong market, and be very interesting to see what continues into 2022.
Boy, those are big numbers. And I can tell you that my daughter and son-in-law just closed and moved into a house in Old Greenwich. They were already in Old Greenwich, but they just moved. So they're in your stats. Is the impact of COVID or movement out of New York, has that sort of slackened off? Is it an inventory-driven issue? How would you describe it?
Well, I don't think it's slacked off. I mean, you know, COVID itself was the great accelerator over the last 2 years, but Greenwich was really highlighted and rediscovered in certain ways. And I think now the motivating factor is more on quality of life and what the amenities are. The people that came here initially and were here for a year and now we're renting and turning into sales and really people making longer term commitments to our community. So the demand is palatable. It is still there, but you're exactly right. Inventory has been for the last year a big topic of conversation, and it's going to be even more critical as we go forward. Throughout 2021, we were down in overall inventory of 15%. For the fourth quarter, we were down about 35% in terms of new inventory. And with all of the transactions, it left us with 188 single-family homes on the market at the end of December. That is 55% less than the 400-plus units that we saw last year. And historically, we would normally have between 500 and 750 units in an annual cycle.
Wow, that's
so
great.
That's really the big question is that lack of pending transactions to the fourth quarter. Is it just a reflection of the lack of inventory and maybe a trend towards normalcy and cyclicality, or has the demand been satisfied for Greenwich?
Well, at least from quality of life, we're fighting from strength between the town and the public school systems here, which are so great. I want to thank Stacy and John for giving us that monthly report full of amazing statistics that stick right out. Greenwich remaining a strong real estate market. All right, guys, thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Be well.
WDCH News Center Time is 8:00.